These people will never have God's blessing. It's the LifeSpring 1-Year Bible coming to you from Riverside, California, and podcasting since 2004. I'm your OG Godcaster, Steve Webb. Today is Poetry Thursday. We'll read Proverbs 11 and 12, and I'm calling the episode The Way That Leads to Life. Before we get started, let's have a word of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the wisdom we find in the book of Proverbs, and I pray, Lord, today that as we read, you would instill wisdom in our hearts and our minds. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, let's begin. Proverbs chapter 11. The Lord hates people who use dishonest scales. He is happy with honest weights. People who are proud will soon be disgraced. It is wiser to be modest. If you are good, you are guided by honesty. People who can't be trusted are destroyed by their own dishonesty. Riches will do you no good on the day you face death, but honesty can save your life. Honesty makes a good person's life easier, but the wicked will cause their own downfall. Righteousness rescues those who are honest, but those who can't be trusted are trapped by their own greed. When the wicked die, their hope dies with them. Confidence placed in riches comes to nothing. The righteous are protected from trouble. It comes to the wicked instead. You can be ruined by the talk of godless people, but the wisdom of the righteous can save you. A city is happy when honest people have good fortune, and there are joyful shouts when the wicked die. A city becomes great when the righteous give it their blessing, but a city is brought to ruin by the words of the wicked. It is foolish to speak scornfully of others. If you are smart, you will keep quiet. No one who gossips can be trusted with a secret, but you can put confidence in someone who is trustworthy. A nation will fall if it has no guidance. Many advisors mean security. If you promise to pay a stranger's debt, you will regret it. You are better off if you don't get involved. A gracious woman is respected, but a woman without virtue is a disgrace. Lazy people will never have money, but aggressive people will get rich. You do yourself a favor when you are kind. If you are cruel, you only hurt yourself. Wicked people do not really gain anything, but if you do what is right, you are certain to be rewarded. Anyone who is determined to do right will live, but anyone who insists on doing wrong will die. The Lord hates evil-minded people, but loves those who do right. You can be sure that evil people will be punished, but the righteous will escape. Beauty in a woman without good judgment is like a gold ring in a pig's snout. What good people want always results in good. When the wicked get what they want, everyone is angry. Some people spend their money freely and still grow richer. Others are cautious and yet grow poorer. Be generous and you will be prosperous. Help others and you will be helped. People curse someone who hoards grain, waiting for a higher price, but they praise the one who puts it up for sale. If your goals are good, you will be respected, but if you're looking for trouble, this is what you will get. Those who depend on their wealth will fall like the leaves of autumn, but the righteous will prosper like the leaves of summer. Those who bring trouble on their families will have nothing at the end. Foolish people will always be servants to the wise. Righteousness gives life, but violence takes it away. Those who are good are rewarded here on earth, so you can be sure that wicked and sinful people will be punished. Proverbs chapter 12. Those who love discipline love knowledge, and those who hate correction are stupid. The Lord favors good people, but he condemns schemers. No one is established by wicked acts, but the roots of the righteous can't be disturbed. A strong woman is a crown to her husband, but a disgraceful woman is like rot in his bones. The plans of the righteous are just, but the guidance of the wicked is deceptive. The words of the wicked are a death trap, but the speech of those who do right rescues them. The wicked are destroyed and are no more, but the family of the righteous will endure. A person is praised for his insight, but a warped mind leads to contempt. Better to be held in low regard and have a servant than to be conceited and lack food. The righteous care about their livestock's needs, but even the compassion of the wicked is cruel. Those who work their land will have plenty to eat, but those who engage in empty pursuits have no sense. Desiring evil is a trap for the wicked, but the root of the righteous endures. The wicked are trapped by the transgressions of their lips, but the righteous escape from distress. From the fruit of their speech, people are well satisfied. Their work results in reward. Fools see their own way as right, but the wise listen to advice. Fools reveal their anger right away, but the shrewd hide their contempt. Those who state the truth speak justly, but a false witness deceives. Some chatter on like a stabbing sword, but a wise tongue heals. Truthful lips endure forever, but a lying tongue lasts only for a moment. Deceit is in the heart of those who plan evil, but there is joy for those who advise peace. No harm happens to the righteous, but the wicked receive their fill of trouble. The Lord detests false lips. He favors those who do what is true. The shrewd conceal their knowledge, but the heart of fools proclaims their stupidity. A hard worker is in charge, while a lazy one will be sentenced to hard labor. Anxiety leads to depression, but a good word encourages. The righteous offer guidance to their neighbors, but the path of the wicked makes them wander. The lazy don't roast their prey, but hard workers receive precious riches. The way of the righteous leads to life, but the detestable path leads to death.
Well, beloved, today let's spend a few moments on some of the verses in Proverbs 12, shall we? Verse 1 said, "Those who love discipline love knowledge, and those who hate correction are stupid." The book of Proverbs contrasts wisdom and foolishness, and in this verse we're instructed that it is wise to keep learning and have a willingness to receive instruction. 18th century theologian Charles Bridges wrote of this verse, quote, "If we find that we are upset when our faults are pointed out to us, that shows we lack not only grace, but understanding. We are behaving as if we are stupid. Oh, for a teachable spirit to sit at the feet of our divine master and learn from him." Unquote. Amen to that, right? Verse 3 says, "No one is established by wicked acts, but the roots of the righteous can't be disturbed." This is saying that the fool, the wicked person, often seeks to gain power or wealth by cutting corners or cheating, lying, and stealing. These people will never have God's blessing. Adam Clark, the 19th century theologian and author of the highly regarded Clark's Commentary, wrote this, quote, "Evil is always variable. It has no fixed principle except the root that is in the human heart, and even that is ever assuming new forms. Nothing is permanent but goodness, and that is unchangeable because it comes from God." Unquote. And regarding the second half of the verse, "But the roots of the righteous can't be disturbed," John Trapp, the 17th century Bible commentator, gave us several verses that reinforce this. Here's what he wrote. Quote, "God is my rock, I shall not be greatly moved," Psalm 62:2. "Nay, I shall not be moved at all," Proverbs 12:3. "The gates of hell cannot do it," Matthew 16:8. "None can pluck them out of God's hands," John 10:28. "For he hath laid help upon one that is mighty," Psalms 89:19. Unquote. Verse 13 says, "The wicked are trapped by the transgressions of their lips, but the righteous escape from distress." This makes me think of the fact that the one who lies must have a good memory in order to remember his lies, doesn't he? But he inevitably slips up and is caught, trapped in his lies. Verse 15, "Fools see their own way as right, but the wise listen to advice." Fools see their own way as right. My goodness, we have many examples of this every day in the news, don't we? These people never listen to opposing views, but instead they display their foolishness at ever higher decibels. Verse 18, "Some chatter on like a stabbing sword, but a wise tongue heals." Beloved, we know that some people delight in cutting others with their words. We often see this on display in the various social media platforms, don't we? Today we call them trolls, and it's so exhausting, isn't it? But how refreshing it is when we hear wise words of healing. Verse 23 says, "The shrewd conceal their knowledge, but the heart of fools proclaims their stupidity." Beloved, the wise person knows not to show all of his cards, so to speak. James Garrett, the 20th century theologian, wrote, quote, "Someone who is careful in what he says will be equally careful about whom he confides in," unquote. But then, on the other side of the coin, Charles Bridges wrote this, quote, "Fools, however, proclaim their folly everywhere. They are dogmatic in arguments when wiser men are cautious. They teach when they should be learning," unquote. And then lastly, the 28th verse says, "The way of the righteous leads to life, but the detestable path leads to death." Listen, the enemy of our souls tries to sell the lie that living a life pleasing to the Lord is unexciting and dreary. But the truth is that it is in fact fulfilling and rewarding. Matthew Poole, the 17th century theologian, wrote, quote, "The practice of justice and godliness, though it expose a man to some dangers and inconveniences in the world, yet it will certainly lead him to life and happiness, whereas the end of all wicked courses is death and destruction," unquote. Oh, beloved, there are great rewards for the wise and nothing but misery for the fool. Blessed is the man or woman who thirsts for the wisdom of God. I would love to hear your thoughts or your questions. Call the LifeSpring Family Hotline at +1-951-732-8511 or comment at comment.lifespringmedia.com or send a boostagram with your comment. I do read every one, and there's a good chance I'll read it or play it right here on the show. Tomorrow will be Prophecy Friday, and our reading will be Ezekiel 31 through 36. Today's executive producer is John Train, who came in with his monthly $50 donation. Thank you, John. God bless you. Value for value, that's what makes the show possible. When the LifeSpring One-Year Bible brings value to you, all I ask is that you return some of that value in the form of time, talent, or treasure. What you give and the amount you give is completely up to you and what the Lord leads you to do. Pray about it. Ask Him what He would have you do, and then do it. To donate treasure, here's where you go.
LifeSpringMedia.com/support.
Today's show art is by Jason Pascal. Thank you, Jason. And also thanks to Sister Denise and Michael Hainer and Scott Snyder and Sister Brittany. And also thanks to John Train, today's executive producer. And thank you, beloved, for continuing to make the LifeSpring One-Year Bible a part of your day. My prayer is that you are encouraged in your walk with Jesus. And now, until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. My name is Steve Webb. Bye.
All the programs in the LifeSpring Media family are made possible by the generous gifts of people like you.